This speech I'm getting ready to give, it really is about diversity. And so it just shows you how diverse Harvard Law School really is. And if I just kept in touch with either one of those gentlemen, I'm diverse too. I'm not a Longhorn. I am a Sooner. So that's diversity, you know. So I was don't even get me started about Bob Stoops. It makes me very sad. So it's a good diverse thing. And the Q. So I've been giving this. I think it was at this conference several years ago, maybe like 2010 or 2011, that we decided, and I'm on the planning committee along with several of the other people you've met, we decided that, you know, LGBT rights and in the workplace were, you know, that was really becoming a hot button topic in employment law. And so we decided to add this topic. And some of you, if you've come to this conference before, have probably heard me or someone else talk about it. Hopefully, I mean, it's ever changing, so there's definitely some new things to add. One of the things we've added, and I really did research this, was the Q, whether it should be LGBT or LGBTQ. And I've spent some time researching that and decided that, yes, the Q is proper to put on the end, at least for most of the advocacy groups. I will say that as of right now, EEOC still just has LGBT. But trying to be all-inclusive, I went ahead and updated my work papers and added Q. And what does the Q stand for? I'm a little not absolutely clear, because I'm with Connie. I've heard, researching it, there's some various meanings.